From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Improving roads, easing traffic congestion, and making broadband available to all parts of Colorado are some of Governor John Hickenlooper's top priorities for the upcoming legislative session that opened today. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper will again deal with a split legislature with Republicans in control of the Senate and Democrats the House. But he believes this is the year that lawmakers in both parties will come together and reach a compromise on how to pay for transportation.
Every year that goes by, not only does the congestion get worse, but the cost of solving building the infrastructure goes up. In other words, we're falling further behind.
The governor has also pledged to stand strong on the environmental regulations he's backed and the state's health care exchange. He says if Congress makes changes that he feels create problems in Colorado, he will raise his voice loudly. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The governor has stepped back from issuing an executive order on greenhouse gas emissions. And today at the capitol, the state's divided legislature began work for the year. Legislators gave differing takes on whether Colorado should ask voters to pass a new tax to pay for more than $8 billion in transportation projects. Hickenlooper delivers the State of the State address tomorrow. Catholic Charities and the Marian House in downtown Colorado Springs suffered a minimum $5,000 loss due to a 24-hour power outage as a result of Monday's windstorm. All perishable foods stored in the facility's five refrigerators were a total loss, but frozen foods were moved off-site and saved from spoiling. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.